Hello, I'm Greer Jackson, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we've been all in a buzz in the search to discover the answer to this question.
This is Gert Grobler from South Africa, and my question is, if you should accidentally relocate an ant or a bee, in your car for example, would they join another colony, or would they simply just die?
What an interesting question. So can an outsider, transported, for instance, from one park to another, ever stand a chance of being accepted into a completely new family? For the answer to this mind-bugging question, we spoke to Henry Ferguson Gow, a PhD student from the Zoological Society of London.
Generally, when a lost worker tries to enter a foreign colony, it will be treated with aggression, at best rejected from the colony, and at worst, outright killed.
But why is that? Surely an extra bee, regardless of its origin, would always be helpful in a busy hive where there are so many tasks to complete.
This is because the invading ant or bee would most likely be unrelated to the workers and queen of the new colony.
So individuals in the same colony are very closely related, as most are born from the same queen mother.
Being closely related is the glue that holds a colony together, and an unrelated individual would have no evolutionary interest in working to raise the offspring of their adopted queen. Instead, they would exploit the resources of the colony, or worse, start laying their own eggs.
So it would seem a lost bee, taken far away from their home hive, in a car for example, wouldn't have much hope of being adopted by another colony. Is there any hope for a long-lost bee then?
Sometimes nest mate recognition systems fail. For example, rogue buff-tailed bumblebees have been documented drifting between unrelated nests in the wild. In general, an unrelated interloper is not tolerated.
So it would seem that at least maybe some bees will find a warm welcome waiting for them in a new hive. So try not to feel too guilty if you accidentally kidnap one in your car. Let's just hope it doesn't sting you in revenge. Next week, we're trying to unlock the key to Anthony Baggett's question about super safe passwords.
Hi, I'm Anthony from London. What makes a good password that is hard to hack?
What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page, tweet at Naked Scientists, email studio@thenakedscientists.com, or join in the debate on our forum, which is nakedscientists.com/forum.